Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. For that good message and song. Boys and girls in Bible Club, I know you have a lot of activities growing up. Do you like chickens? Well, I do in a way, if you're talking about eating good fried chicken. But you know, when I was a girl your age, I just about had my fill of feeding chickens, because I grew up on a farm and we had lots of chickens. Chickens to feed, eggs together, eggs to sell, chickens to sell, all the time feeding chickens or taking care of chickens. But you know, chickens can be pretty, and those old big roosters can be very beautiful. And whatever else they are, you have to give it to the rooster for being dependable. You know what? Nobody pays him a big salary, but he gets up early every morning. He doesn't have an alarm clock built in. He doesn't have the old red hen to come peck him and make him get out of bed. He doesn't have anything but God's timetable inside. And he responds and gets up. He even has a job that's not very thankful to other people, you know. I don't know of anybody that ever went out and said, "Thank you, Mr. Rooster, for disturbing my sleep and waking me up this morning." No, but the rooster does the job that God calls him to do. To root out every morning and wake people up and get them out doing the job for the day. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if every boy and girl could be as dependable to the Lord in doing the job that he has for them to do as the old rooster is. Don't wait for somebody to move you and scrape you and push you. Don't wait for somebody to thank you for being faithful, but just to be faithful every day. It's said in the Bible, it's a required of a steward that a man be found faithful. Didn't say famous or rich or beautiful, just faithful, doing the job that the Lord gives us to do. So be a faithful witness and a faithful servant to the Lord Jesus Christ this week. Emergency, national disaster. Some Gadarenes wept, and some were in a frenzy, but some were so incensed with anger they were ready to riot, and they all ran down to the shore to see what had caused such a tragedy. The story spread like wildfire. It was all the fault of that Jesus of Nazareth, that one they'd heard of who's supposed to have done so many miracles, feeding multitudes, healing the sick. But if this was a product of his work, the Gadarenes wanted no part of it. What happened? What happened? Well, Jesus and his disciples had just landed. Jesus got out of the ship and came up on shore. And that wild man, you know that wild maniac that's been living out in the graveyard? He ran out toward Jesus. Oh, everyone knew about the maniac, but everyone was warned not to go near him. The demented wretch was so wild, he ran naked through the tombstones, crying and cutting himself with stones, bleeding and crouching in the darkness, and then leaping and screaming hideously. Driven from home, he was totally incorrigible. For the protection of the community, some strong men had tried to bind him with chains and fetters, but he was so demonically strong that he snapped the bonds like thread and spread terror over the town. There was nothing anyone could do. Yes, yes, so what happened? What's the panic about now? Well, this Jesus came on shore, and the maniac ran to him and fell down and worshipped him. Well, that's nothing. Everybody knows the man's crazy. Yes, but he called Jesus the Son of the Most High God and begged Jesus not to torment him because Jesus had told the unclean spirits to come out of him. And then Jesus asked him what his name was, and he told him Legion because of all the demons in him. Get on with the story, will you? Well, the maniac begged Jesus not to send the demons out of the country. And you know that huge herd of swine outside of town? Yes. Well, the demons knew they had to leave the man, so they begged to be sent into the pigs. The pigs? Yes, and Jesus told them to go. And oh, you should have seen the chaos. All those demon spirits leaped mercilessly into those hogs, and the pigs went crazy. Wild, poor things, you never heard such a noise and squealing and panic in your life. All those pigs went pell-mell over the cliff into the sea, and every one of them drowned. All of them? But there were nearly 2,000 pigs in that herd. Yes, and you never saw such a horrible sight in your life. You talk about mad. Those swine owners are ready to riot. Yeah, but what about the man? What about the maniac? Did he get killed in the stampede? Oh, no. You ought to see him. He's over there sitting at Jesus' feet, quiet and clothed and in his right mind. Oh, it's wonderful what Jesus did for him. Yes, wonderful for the man, But what about all the money those men had tied up in those pigs? Huh, that's a trouble. They're absolutely furious. They've lost a fortune. They don't care about the man. They just want Jesus to get out of here. And he's leaving. They say he doesn't stay around anywhere that he's not wanted. Well, I don't blame him, but it's a shame to see all this commotion over a herd of pigs when Jesus did so much for the poor demoniac. It looks like the whole town would be glad to know he wasn't a danger anymore, that Jesus had made him whole. Yes, but they're more interested in their possessions and money than anything else. They've begged Jesus to leave. See, he's getting back into the ship right now to leave. Yes, and look, the maniac. Well, the used-to-be maniac is talking to Jesus. It looks as if he's begging to go with him. Shh, let's see if we can hear what the master tells him. Well, what do you know? Jesus wouldn't let him go. He told him to go back home and tell his family and friends what the Lord did for him and how he had compassion on him. Well, when you think of it, that's where he should start. He surely caused enough misery and trouble at home. I guess it'll be a wonderful joy when they see he's a new man, completely changed by Jesus Christ. Oh, by the word of his power, Jesus changed the demoniac from one who was out of control, dirty and naked and miserable and dangerous, to a new person, clean, clothed, thinking straight, following Jesus, and becoming a blessing to his family and friends. And say, Bible Clubber, Jesus can do the same for you when you realize and admit that you're a sinner and can't save yourself. Repent. And by faith, trust the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation and yield your life to him. And when you're truly saved, your family and those closest to you will be the first to know, not only by the witness of your mouth, but by your changed life. Come to Christ. Don't be like the town folk who rejected Jesus and shouted for him to depart. If someone were drowning and you threw him a life preserver and he rejected it, that would be disaster. If someone swallowed poison and the doctor gave him the antidote to save his life and the person smashed it and threw it away, that would be terrible. But worse than all would be if one is lost in sin and refuses Christ Jesus. Jesus died for your sin. Don't reject the only way of salvation. Today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. From your heart say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake. Be saved. And then write Aunt Carolyn and let me know, that I may pray with you and send you some helps. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.